This is Super Fast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here with an internet marketing news update. In this episode, I'm going to give you some advice around dealing with Facebook comments. I'm going to share with you a great technique to get a whole bunch of traffic to your website, and I'll share some software tips. When you use Facebook marketing, you will get people who hate you. It's bizarre, but online people get really powerful behind the computer. And it's not like in real life we'd be driving down the freeway and then we see a billboard and we would scream abuse at a paid ad. Or if we're sitting there watching television, we don't just hurl out a torrent of abuse, swear words in all caps, when someone puts an advertisement on TV. But for some reason, when people are on the free Facebook, if they see your sponsored ad and they don't like it, they just start hurling abuse and a torrent of bad things. Remember, it's reflecting how they feel about themselves, and it's not necessarily about you. So providing you're targeting well and doing the best you can, just remember you will get a few lunatics per 1,000 people out there. Just ban them from your page, delete the comment, and move on with your head held high. Okay, how do you get a massive amount of traffic to your website? In anything that you record, whether it's an audio or a video, mention somebody. And then after you finish the recording, send them a link to the recording and say you get a mention in this recording. I know when people mention me, I go and tweet it or Facebook it or mention it in another video. I do this all the time. And also I mention other people and I tell them when I mention them and they send me traffic. I did a great podcast with Chris Farrell and he mentioned it to his audience and I got to meet a whole bunch of his friends and his friends were really nice people, so it turned out to be a good strategy. So that's my tip for getting traffic. Okay, in software tips, my first software tip is Wistia have introduced their turnstile opt-in now to work with the popular autoresponders, which is great. You can now show an email opt-in before, during, or after a video, and it integrates with all the popular email providers. This is a big step. Well done, Wistia. The best feature about this is that once someone's opted in, if they come back, they don't get asked again to opt-in. My next tip is on your computer. If you have Windows 7 or a modern Mac, you probably have Dictate to Speech. It's free and it's a great way of speeding up the amount of content that you produce. You can actually just talk to your computer and it will type for you, and it's very accurate if you use a high quality microphone. My third software tip is forms. If you're making forms on your website and you want it to populate and get you results and automate and leverage things, then if you want a hosted solution on your website, then use Gravity Forms. If you want someone else to host it, then you want to have Google Docs or SurveyMonkey. I like Google Docs and it works really well on mobile phones and it's got a lot of the features that used to be paid features on SurveyMonkey. It'll fill out a nice spreadsheet for you and it's really easy to use. So I hope you've enjoyed these tips. I've certainly enjoyed delivering them to you, almost as much as my camera person has enjoyed holding this iPad for the entire conversation. So I'll catch up with you in a future tip. I'll speak to you soon. I'm James Schranko. This is superfastbusiness.com.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.